Europe. Radio Liberty.
More of Acoustic Cafe is on the way after the news on VOA Music Mix.
Nigeria and Boko Haram reach ceasefire and agree to free schoolgirls. President Obama battles political fallout of Ebola. I'm Bill Michaels reporting from Washington. Nigeria has reached a ceasefire agreement with the Islamic militant group Boko Haram, which has agreed to free more than 200 schoolgirls who were kidnapped in April. Nigeria's highest-ranking military official, General Alex Bada, announced the ceasefire agreement Friday. He ordered all of the country's military chiefs to abide by the deal. Nigerian presidential aide Hassan Tukur.
I will say they have announced a unilateral ceasefire. Nigerian government has responded accordingly. And we are now monitoring to see if the ceasefire is holding, and I hope it will hold.
Boko Haram has terrorized Nigeria for the last 5 years as it tries to turn northern Nigeria into a conservative Islamic state. Fears of Ebola have become a factor as Americans prepare to go to the polls next month in congressional elections that could see Democrats losing control of the Senate. In his remarks, U.S. President Barack Obama said Friday that he sought to contain the political damage that could result from Americans' anxiety over Ebola.
It's important for all of us to keep perspective in terms of how we handle this. We are taking this very seriously at the highest levels, starting with me.
President Obama's approval ratings have already suffered. Polls last month showed many Americans are not happy with his handling of foreign policy issues, including the threat posed by Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria. Political analysts say the Ebola issue could make Democrats vulnerable going into next month's elections. Analysts say Mr. Obama and his party are hoping the number of cases in the U.S. does not rise significantly before next month's elections. This is VOA News. Mozambique's ruling party holds a strong lead in early results from Wednesday's elections, but the main opposition party is rejecting the count as fraudulent. The initial returns covering less than a quarter of polling stations show the Frelimo party leading rival Renamo 58-30% in the parliamentary vote. Kurdish forces are now in their second month defending the northern Syrian border city of Kobani, aided by airstrikes from the U.S. coalition. The commander of U.S. forces in the Middle East says the fight for Kobani is providing the coalition with opportunities to destroy Islamic State militants and keep them out of Iraq. General Lloyd Austin, the head of U.S. Central Command forces waging war against Islamic State extremists, says coalition airstrikes around Kobani are not a diversion from U.S. goals.
My goal is to defeat and ultimately destroy ISIL. And if he continues to present us with major targets, as he has done in the Kobani area, then clearly we'll service those targets, and we've done so very, very effectively here of late.
He also affirmed that actions around the Syrian town are carried out to shape the conditions in Iraq, which he says remains the coalition's main focus. Russian and European leaders described difficult talks in Milan aimed to end the crisis in Ukraine, which has sunk relations between the two sides to their lowest level in years. Lisa Bryant has our story from Paris.
The talks among Russian, EU, and Ukrainian leaders overshadowed a key summit between the European Union and Asia. Russian and European leaders said there had been some advances, although German Chancellor Angela Merkel said she saw no breakthrough so far, and the Kremlin spokesman described them as full of misunderstandings and disagreements. British Prime Minister David Cameron said what counts now is results.
Getting Russian troops out of Ukraine, getting heavy weapons out of Ukraine, and respecting all the agreements.
If that doesn't happen, Cameron said, the European Union must maintain sanctions and pressure on Moscow. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Authorities in Hong Kong say three police officers were injured as police tried to control thousands of protesters coming back to an area they were cleared from earlier in the day during a pre-dawn raid. Friday evening, Hong Kong law enforcement used pepper spray and batons on throngs of protesters who were attempting to reclaim areas in the Mong Kok district. The U.S. Air Force brought another robotic space plane back to Earth Friday after a nearly two-year flight that is covered in mystery. The top-secret vehicle, X-37B, landed at Vandenberg Air Force Base in Southern California. Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
We're starting the second hour of Acoustic Cafe now. I'm Rob Reinhart. More with our in-studio guests, Judith Owen and bassist Lee Sklar, coming up in just a bit. I also want to tell you that in the month of October, we team with the International Acoustic Music Awards. They're currently in the midst of their 11th annual competition, gathering entries for that. If you are a singer or musician and would like more information about their contest, that is available at inacoustic.com. It also gives us a chance to look back on previous winners, and sometimes it's people we know on the show and have featured before, people like Amy Fairchild, who won last year, as did Miranda Lee Richards, Jude Johnstone. What we're going to do this week, though, is listen to somebody who actually won back in 2009 when she was just 16 years old. She won the Best Female Artist Award in the International Acoustic Music Awards back in 2009. And now, just about 21, she is topping the Billboard Digital Song Charts. She also has a song that's number two on the Billboard Hot 100. Her name is Meghan Trainor. Her current hit is a song called All About the Bass, but back in 2009, she won with this song called Waterfalls. A previous winner of the International Acoustic Music Awards, this is Meghan Trainor at age 16 on Acoustic Cafe.
You got me dancing to the lullabies. Doesn't seem right, 'cause it's slow like the way that my heart beats when you're not around. And so take your time when you tell me that everything's alright, 'cause you know I would know that it's just fine, 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 fine. Whoa. Fine.
Didn't seem so strange. You used to buy, I used to moan. Seems so strange. In the midnight hour, you came alive.
I was looking for my crystal ball.
I was busy trying to calm that snake.
When the sun came up, but we had no place to hide.
And you had to tell your friends that my things were fake.
I just had to.
Oh.
Well, you and I both know that our seas are falling.
You used to kiss me in your bed sheets, just a rattle in your chains.
Well, back then, maybe it didn't seem so strange.
Well, even when one is dead and gone, it still takes two to make a house a home. Well, I'm as lonesome as a catacomb. I hear you call my name, but no one's there. Except a few, yeah.
You and I both know that the house is haunted. Yeah, you and I both know that the ghost is you. Used to walk around screaming or slamming on them doors.
Well, I'm all grown up now.
Album came out last week from Shaky Graves called And the War Came. This is truly his national debut. A couple of independent releases have preceded that. Shaky's out of Austin, does a lot of touring, and wound up at sort of every major festival in the country over the last couple of years. And now comes this album, And the War Came, and songs like that, Dearly Departed. And before that, Meghan Trainor, who won the International Acoustic Music Awards back in 2009 when she was just 16. She has gone on to great chart success. We heard that early entry from a 16-year-old Meghan Trainor, a song called Waterfalls. Well, you can go back just decade after decade after decade with Robert Plant and find great music all along the way. If you go back 50 years, though, he was really still laying pavement in the UK, recording the occasional songs at night, and then got things going in 1967 with Band of Joy, which, of course, led to his invitation to join Led Zeppelin in 1968. We're going to do some now and then with Robert Plant. We'll start with now and a brand new album with a brand new band. It is the sensational Shapeshifters backing up Robert Plant on the new album Lullaby and the Ceaseless Roar. Listen to this new song. Sounds like an old traditional, but it's not. It's brand new. It's called Poor Howard. Robert Plant on Acoustic Cafe.
Poor Howard, poor boy. To jump for joy, fiddle girl in red dress on, fiddle girl in red dress on, fiddle girl in red dress on, fiddle girl in red dress on. Red dress on.
I've been gone. Where you been since I've been gone? Where you been since I've been gone? With the great big man with the derby horn. Please stay.
Robert Plant, both then and now on Acoustic Cafe. Then, going back 20 years ago right now, they released an album called No Quarter. Jimmy Page and Robert Plant, Unleaded, marking really the only serious full-length revisitation of Led Zeppelin material. Right there, doing Gallows Pole, the old traditional, done a whole different way on Unleaded. And then we heard a song that could have been an old traditional, I suppose. It's called Poor Howard. It's brand new. It comes from the new album called Lullaby and the Ceaseless Roar, Robert Plant and the Sensational Shapeshifters. The new issue of American Songwriter is on the stands right now. You'll see Shovels and Rope on the cover. And when you get inside, you'll find a great article about Roseanne Cash and her recent appearance before the House Judiciary Committee, arguing for artists' rights, that they should be paid in the digital era. Can't disagree with that. Let's listen to Roseanne Cash now with her husband, John Leventhal, doing a song that was on their last album, which was called The River and the Thread. Here's Sunken Lands, recorded at John Leventhal Studios in New York for Acoustic Cafe.
Five cans of paint in the empty fields, and the dust reveals the children cry, the work never ends. There's not a single friend. Who'll hold her hand in the sunken lands? It's a heavy tone. Oh no, his words are cruel and they sting like fire, like the devil's choir. Oh no, who'll hold her hand in the sunken land?
And John Leventhal doing a song called Sunken Lands, live for Acoustic Cafe earlier this year. The album The River and the Thread came out in January, and they performed that for us. You can read all about Roseanne's recent testimony over the summer for the House Judiciary Committee in Washington. Interesting article in this month's American Songwriter magazine. Ahead, an 80s classic you might not recognize in its new form, plus an archive recording from Chris Smither and new music from Counting Crows.
Our mission statement:
play the world's best variety.
VOA Music Mix.
Oh, what's love got to do with it?
The backstory on this song is interesting. Before it became a hit 30 years ago, it had been offered to and passed on by Donna Summer, Cliff Richard, Phyllis Hyman. And it was even offered to a band in the UK with a male lead singer, although that version was held back after Tina Turner released it, and it turned into a worldwide hit, and her first number one hit in America. The song was written by veteran British songwriters Terry Britten and Graham Lyle, and sparked the comeback for Tina. We're going to play a new version now from Canadian singer-songwriter Rose Cousins. Originally from PEI, Rose calls Halifax home these days. She won a 2013 Juno Award and has just released an EP of covers and a couple of new songs called Stray Birds. Now, if I hadn't told you, you might not have recognized this version of What's Love Got to Do With It on Acoustic Cafe.
Well, you must understand that the touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl, opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than that. Oh, what's love got to do with it? What's love but a secondhand emotion? What's love? Well, it may seem to you that I'm acting confused when you're close to me. If I seem to act dazed, I've read it someplace, I've got cause to be. There's a name for it, there's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do with it? What's love but a secondhand emotion? What's love got to do with it? Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken? Taking on a new direction, and I have to say, I've been thinking about my own protection. It scares me to feel this way.
Calling 3 a.m. at JFK. I guess you stayed cause you wanted to stay. And we went from zero to everything all in a day. And then Kennedy took you away. I thought of a show robe that was keeping you warm, and the moments that make up your life till you wake up. You sit on a swing in the dark with the girl. She tells you she wanted to kiss you. And you know the worst part of a good day is hearing yourself say goodbye to one more possibility day. It goes on and on. I go west, but your weather has changed. You're just scared, I mistake it for strange. When you want me to leave, then you start to believe I should stay. I gotta get out of LA. It seems like the short days are over. 'cause you just don't sleep in the daylight. So I don't sit up nights. I lie on my back on top of a hill, and your body is breaking the sky. It's just shaking, and the worst part of a good day is knowing it's slipping away. That's one more possibility day. It's gone. We were waiting for winter this year, but you came and it never appeared. Me and you, we know too many reasons for people and seasons that pass like they weren't even here. Now living in smiles is better, you say. We carry the burdens of all of our days. So I'm scared that you'll leave. I'm scared that I'll stay. It's an impossibility day. We only saw half the ballet. I said good night, goodbye. Seems like a good thing, so you know it's a good lie. You can run out of choices and still hear a voice in your head when you're lying in bed. And it says that the best part of a bad day is knowing it's okay. The color of everything changes. The sky rearranges its shade. And your smile doesn't fade into a phone call and one bad decision we made. And the worst part of a good day is the one thing you don't say. And you don't know how, but you wish there was some way. So you pull down the shades and you shut out the light. Because somehow we mixed up goodbye and goodnight. And the one thing you won't say is everyone knows possibility days are impossible. It just feels wrong. So wrong. Still you're gone.
The new Counting Crows album, Somewhere Under Wonderland. That's Possibility Days on Acoustic Cafe. Somewhere Under Wonderland, the first new album of new studio songs in 6 years for that band, and marking a whole new way of working. Adam Duritz actually gathering the band to help him complete songs, something they haven't done over their 25-year history. A hit from 30 years ago, from 1984, What's Love Got to Do with It? Tina Turner took it to the top of the charts. Rose Cousins is covering it now on a new EP she's just released called Stray Birds. 6 songs, 4 covers, 2 brand new songs from Rose Cousins in Canada. Well, Chris Smithers having a great year. He revisited his songs on a 2-CD set called Still on the Levee. He went down to New Orleans and retreated his songs with a bunch of New Orleans musicians. And now there's a tribute called Link of Chain, where songwriters are paying tribute to the work of Chris Smithers, who turns 70 next month. Here's a song that turns up on both his revisitation of his own work and the tribute album, and something he did for us 20 years ago in our studios. Can't Shake These Blues, the name of it, Chris Smithers, live here at Acoustic Cafe.
Yeah, no matter how I try, I just can't shake these blues. No matter how I try, I just can't shake these blues. They're like a big black crow, they're flying after me. They're trying to shake me out of my tree. They shake me through and through, but it just don't shake these blues. They don't shake these. So hard, nothing left to fight it. Seems so easy to just let go. Seems so dumb to get so excited. This might be the last I told you so. It's like a cautious crapshoot, you can't win no game. And the dice ain't nice and they never remember my name. You can shake them up and shoot them, you just might win. Take your money home and never shoot again. I shake till I lose, but I just can't shake these blues. Can't shake these blues. I don't believe. I don't believe. find me alone. Just a dark lump of shadows and nobody taking me home. The dark is a demon, it swallows me whole. The fear is the shadow that shakes my soul. Till I shake in my shoes, but I just can't shake these blues. Can't shake these blues. I don't believe I'm down in this hole again. I don't believe that I lost my way. I believe I'll sit here trembling till I shiver and shake my life away. I've been sick in my time, this ain't nothing new. It's just worse than the first and it lasts just as long as I do. I went to my doctor, such a waste of time. Gave me a bottle full of dope or some kind. He said, shake for your use, but it just don't shake these blues. Don't shake these blues. I aim so hard, nothing left to fight it. Seems so easy to just let go. Seems so dumb to get so excited. This might be the last I told you so. Yeah, no matter how I try, I just can't shake these blues. No matter how I try, I just can't shake these blues. Can't shake these blues, can't shake them. Can't shake them, can't shake them. Can't shake these blues.
I wish I might ride this wave too.
name is Lyra Lynn, L-E-R-A, Lynn, and she has a new album, which is called The Avenues. She actually recorded it mostly in Los Angeles, but this is her second full length, and she is, as I say, based in Nashville. Before that, somebody at the other end of their career is Chris Smither. He turns 70 next month. There has been a tribute that has just been released called Link of Chain. There is also Chris's revisitation of his own work, which came out over the summer, called Still on the Levee, a 2-CD set. And we heard a song that is on both of those collections, the fine little tap board and guitar playing and vocal of Chris Smither, recorded almost 20 years ago live in our studios in 1995. Coming up, it's more music from our in-studio guests, Judith Owen and the bassist Lee Sklar.
The world's best variety.
The whole variety and nothing but variety.
VOA Music Mix.
You're listening to Acoustic Cafe. I'm Rob Reinhart. It's time now for more with our in-studio guest on the show this week, Judith Owen. She has a new album, which sonically and lyrically harkens back to a time in the early 1970s. The album is called Ebb and Flow.
When you're writing songs that are difficult, but you do try to kind of come through that and get to the light at the end of it.
Always.
Positive, if you can.
Always.
Yeah. Is that the trick of it for you? Like, is that the thing that really takes the most time when you're writing a song, is how am I going to get out of this?
I think there has to be redemption, if that's the right word, or there has to be the light at the end, regardless, even when it's a song which is absolutely, seemingly has absolute. I mean, I've written songs that have nothing that might appear to lift you. What lifts you is the music itself. I mean, when you cry at music, it is not a terrible thing. It is not a negative. It's the greatest gift there is. It allows you to release.
Do you personally have to be through the pain before you can start writing about it and get to that resolution? Or does writing about it help you get through the painful part of it?
Well, this is a very interesting that you bring this up, because I was just on Huff Post Live with Sean Colvin and a couple of other people talking about depression, which is something, as you know, from the last time we were together, I've really had an ongoing fight with my whole life. And I would like to say that, you know, at this point, I'm probably the healthiest, and you can tell that by each CD that I do. I'm the healthiest that I've ever been, for sure. But what we were saying in this blog, and this live interview, was that people think you have to suffer. Artists always think they have to suffer, and they're scared of getting well because they think they'll lose their muse. They won't be able to write anymore. The truth is that when you're that depressed, when I've been in a deep depression, I can't leave the chair to get to the piano. I can't actually do the thing that would make me feel better. I cannot walk. I cannot exercise. I cannot do the simplest thing, which is to sing, because that will bring the relief. It's only when it starts lifting that you can get to the piano and write and get that stuff out. So I am not an advocate of suffering and being that ill. And it's been my life's work, is to know that this is what I am, and this is the illness, this is the disease that I have, and it is that, exactly that. And I am a much better artist, I'm a much finer performer and writer for being healthy, but always being able to access that place.
Mm-hmm.
And I will always be able to access it, because it's always there. The most important thing for me has always been to be well, as well as I can be, and to actually be able to enjoy life and savor it, as opposed to being half dead, numb, unable to feel, unable to function as a human being because of this illness.
They say the writing's on the wall. I did not see it till today. Made such fools out of us all. Took me a long time, but now I see through every part you play, 'cause you're always a victim. So goes your story. Your pain and your glories seem to weave and bend. Don't play me a sad song. I've seen you turn when you want to. Don't tell me your secrets. You are not my friend. No, 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 no. And now the writing's on the wall. Betty Davis on the stairs. Mm-hmm. one who sees the greedy face behind it all. Tea and sympathy, but watch out when the hammer falls, 'cause you're always the victim. So goes your story, your pain and your worries seem to weave and bend. Don't play me a sad song, I've seen your turn when you want to. Don't tell me your secrets, you are not my friend.
Friend, another original from the new album called Ebb and Flow. Our in-studio guests this week being Judith Owen, as well as the legendary bass player who is on the record with her and on tour with her as well, Lee Sklar.
To counterpoint all of these songs, there are these covers. Well, one of them fits very well, this James Taylor cover.
Yes.
Hey, mister, that's me up on the jukebox.
So yes.
Both of the covers are from the same year, like 1970 to 71.
Yeah, they had to be.
The James Taylor one makes a lot of sense. Lee played on it.
And like James Taylor, not to compare myself in any shape or form, I don't believe that you take somebody else's song and do it as they did it. But he was a master of that. He was a master of taking other people's songs and making them his own. We've spoken about this a lot, Lee and I, that how great that is. And I believe that you should absolutely make other people's songs your... Sounds like you wrote it, like you own it, because that's the point of the whole thing. And to bring another perspective to it. So Hey Mister was perfect. I asked the guys, what should I do, James? And Russell said, you've got to do Hey Mister, because that's about James at his... absolutely exploding onto the scene and yet being so depressed that he can't feel any of it. And all it does is remind him of how awful he feels, because you can't, none of it goes in when you're depressed, because you're so numb, you can't feel. And so, of course, that made such sense to someone who's had that, being somebody that is at the other end of it and knows how lonely it is to be that isolated person, not only as with depression, but lonely playing by yourself, being isolated, being alone, and how amazing it feels being with these guys, being with these players, because it's just the ability to feel this now, to be able to feel again, and for it to all go in, and to be not this isolated, lonely piano player.
Fun to revisit it?
Oh, it was great. I mean, I have such a deep place in my heart for all those songs. And when Judith came in, it was suggested in an evening, and the next morning she came in fully arranged and had nailed it, and we all just kind of got a big silly grin on our face and said, let's do it. And it became, you know, it's the structure of it's all there, but it just had a really neat spin on it.
Yeah.
It was fun to do it. I love going back and revisiting these songs. The thing that was always funny with James is people would say to him, God, most of your songs are kind of sad. Why is that? He goes, because when I'm happy, I don't write. I go do something.
Right.
You know, I mean, to him.
That's what I mean. It's like, but, you're happy, but, you get on with life.
Yeah, but
life.
Then he would go into these depressions because he would be in the height of some fantastic moment. And in his mind, all he's thinking about is, it's going to end.
Right.
So then he would drop into a funk and couldn't get into that minute because he was looking at the other
but
end of it.
But this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
like,
no, that's exactly.
It's so that thing. It's like you're so catastrophizing about the future.
Yeah.
That you can't
live in the moment.
You're not alive.
Yeah.
You're never in yourself.
Hey, mister, that's me up on the jukebox. blue as a girl can be. Blue as a deep blue sea. Won't you listen to me now? I need your golden gated city like I need a hole in the head. Just like a hole in the head, I'm free. Hey, mister, that's me up on the jukebox. Can't you see that I'm dry as a bone? Single, spend some time alone. Yes, it's like squeezing water from a stone. 'Cause I've been this lonesome player a little bit too long. Yes, I've been this lonesome player a little bit too long. Hey, mister, let me hop on the jukebox. I'm the one that's singing this sad song. I cry every time that you slip in one more time to hear that sad.
Going back to 1971, a James Taylor song called Hey Mister, That's Me up on the jukebox, performed in our studios by our guest on the program this week, Judith Owen. And the bass player on that, who also played on that original back in 71, is Lee Sklar. You'll find Judith's version on her latest album called Ebb and Flow. Judith will be doing some interesting shows around the Christmas time period. If you will be in New York in December, on December 5th and December 8th, she'll be at the Cutting Room. In Los Angeles, she'll be at Largo on the 13th of December. On the 16th of December, she'll be up in San Francisco at Yoshi's. She'll be in Chicago at Space on the 18th and in New Orleans at the Ogden Museum of Southern Art on the 20th of December. All of those Christmas time shows are charity shows. There's a new charity attached to each one of those shows, and all the proceeds go to those charities. If you want to find out more about those shows and Judith Owen and the new album, Ebb and Flow, you can do so at judithowen.net. And remember, if you would like to reach us, you can anytime. Our regular website, and it is newly designed, it is acafe.com, acafe.com. Lots of fun things there to do. Our archives are there as well. You will find that by clicking on the archive tab, and you can listen to interviews and acoustic performances that you may have missed of recent note, including Leanne Womack live at Americana Fest, as well as this week's show if you would like to hear that again or any in the recent past. Again, going to acafe.com will do the trick there. Plus, you can sign up for our weekly e-newsletter by leaving your email in the box on the main page, and then every Monday you will receive our playlist, news and notes about the show, and other information happening in the world of Acoustic Cafe. Again, you'll find it all through our regular website, as well as links to our Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at acafe.com. And we'll be back in a moment here to wrap things up and tell you all about next week.
You've been begging for more variety.
Input noted.
VOA Music Mix.
Next time on Acoustic Cafe, the new full-length debut from Hozier. Finally out, we'll get into that, as well as the new one from Jackson Browne. Our in-studio guest for the week, an extended visit with the great producer and artist Joe Henry, taped at Americana Fest 2014 in Nashville. Many thanks to those making the show possible this time, the IAMA's International Acoustic Music Awards. Find out how to get involved with the 11th annual competition at inacoustic.com. American Songwriter with Shovels and Rope on the cover of the current issue. More about them on newsstands and online at americansongwriter.com. Leon Speakers and the Leon Loft. Find out more about them at leonspeakers.com. And Capitol Records with Bob Seger's new album called Ride Out. Find out more about that and tour dates at bobseger.com. We're a copyrighted production of RDR Radio. Writing and production helps Susan Barnes. Ani DeFranco wrote and performed our theme, The Million Dollar Intro. And Ed Magnus thinks the best things in life are chocolate or dipped in chocolate. Until next time, I'm your host, Rob Reinhart. Have a great week.